ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salamullah. We go to the part where the Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from ilhah al-shahwa, the insistence of passions or desires. Now, we did say that when it comes to passions and desires, Islam looks at it in a way as it is part of the human being. It is the way of life, not something extra. It is the way of life. But the problem is when it comes to the person being dragged and being enslaved by these desires and pleasures and taking it to extreme measures instead of having it and a balanced way of life, indulging too much into these desires in this world and into the passions of oneself and moving towards them or chasing them, it creates that sense of unbalanced in his life. As human beings, we have two dimensions. We have the materialistic dimension, and we have the spiritualistic dimension. And these two need to be constantly balanced. I need to give myself what it requires in terms of the body. I also need to give it what it requires in terms of the spiritual aspects. The balance has to be maintained. Let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Before the break, we said as human beings, we had these two dimensions to us, the spiritual dimension and the materialistic dimension. Our desires, it's what fulfills our materialistic dimension. The problem lies is if I want to indulge in every pleasure and desire that God has given me, then what happens is I will override my spiritual dimension. My basira, my insight will be taken away. My iman will be blinded. My senses, my spiritual senses will fade away and will die. My heart will die in the spiritual aspects of things. So what happens is the more we indulge into the pleasures and passions of life, the more our spiritual aspects will die. So what we need to do is we need to keep that balance. So not to go overboard. So Islam says, I don't want you to indulge too much, and I don't want you to deprive yourself from not indulging. There has to be a sense of balance between the two. From here, you see in Islam, which is the only religion that you can, or system, or a way of life that you can find on the face of this earth, that calls people to take control of these desires and bring them to a level where it is very balanced. Not to go into the, for example, if you go to the West, it's all about trying to indulge yourself. They ask you and they tell you and they try to program you to indulge as much as you can because you only live once, so have fun. You go to some other countries in the East, for example, you find this sense of leaving this entire world alone and living on a mountain and doing all this crazy meditation stuff and depriving yourself of the necessary nutritions, for example. Islam says, no, you need to keep the balance when it comes to the power of spirituality and when it comes to the power of the body. Let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, if we want to summarize the Islamic look towards pleasures and desires, we can put them in about 4 points. One, Islam looks at these desires and these passions as part of the human being. So first, Islam accepts this notion of a human being having and wanting and needing desires and passions. And it tries to get him to balance it, not to diminish it. That's one. Two, Islam has forbade people from trying to refrain from the pleasures and desires that Allah has placed for people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, he says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَمِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Say, who has forbid the beauties that Allah has brought forward to his servants? From the pleasures of food, for example, or sustenance. Allah says, who has made it forbidden? Because you have a lot of people who try to say, no, don't eat, don't do this, don't do that. You try to do, you know, try only to focus on your life, on your spiritual life. That's not accepted in Islam. This is what we call in Islam, ruhbaniyah, having that priesthood kind of life where you devote yourself to the church and neglect the entire world. Islam does not work like this. In fact, these people who leave the entire world for the sake of the spirituality are actually looked at as, at least from the words of the imams, as being corrupted, as being people who have been misguided from the true path of Islam. That's number two. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of the pleasure of this world, he placed a pleasure in the hereafter. So everything here is related to everything there. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a person to be able that to only use here what he requires and needs, and he will make it up for him or her in the hereafter. So here is just basically a taste, right? So Allah says, don't go too far and don't go too less. Keep it balanced and you will find the rest waiting for you in the hereafter as long as you maintain the balance. And we will leave the rest of the points for episodes to come because our time is up. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سر